Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 21, 1805. Where to put winter camp? The Corps camped at Baker Bay between Cape Disappointment and Point Elise. The talk for the next few days will be of where to locate winter quarters. The choices are up the coast, near the bay so they may find a ship, trade for supplies, and send documents back, upstream to the Great Falls of the Columbia, or across the Columbia to the south side where they would be able to hunt successfully and survive the winter in warmer quarters. Soon, the members of the expedition, including Sacagawea and York, will vote to determine the location. Over the last few days, Clark and a small party have explored the shore to the north, above Cape Disappointment. He writes these comments upon his return.
A cloudy morning. Most of the Indians left us. The nation on the opposite side is small and called Clapsot. Their great chief, named Stilasha. In my absence, the hunters killed 7 deer, 4 brants, and a crane. The wind blew hard from the southeast, which with the addition of the flood tide raised immense swells and waves which almost entered our encampment. Morning dark and disagreeable. Surprising climate. We have not had one cold day since we passed below the last falls or great chute, and sometime before. The climate is temperate, and the only change we have experienced is from fair weather to rainy, windy weather. I made a chief and gave a medal. This man is Toe Wall, and appears to have some influence with the nation, and tells me he lives at the Great Chute. We gave the squaw a coat of blue cloth, for the belt of blue beads we gave for the sea otter skins, purchased of an Indian. Captain William Clark, November 21, 1805.
When Clark returned from his exploration, he found many Indians in camp, one of whom was wearing a beautiful robe made of sea otter skins. Captain Lewis took a fancy to it and offered to trade for it, but the Indian refused. Sacagawea, realizing that what the Indian wanted was blue beads, offered her own belt, made of the blue beads, to the captains to make the trade, and at length they purchased the robe. Tomorrow, confined to camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.